Thank you for calling Avis Budget Group Emergency Roadside Assistance. If you are in an unsafe location and require immediate assistance, please hang up and dial 911. Please listen carefully to all of our options to resolve your situation as quickly as possible. If you currently have a rental car and require emergency roadside assistance, press 1. For questions about operating your rental vehicle, press 2. To make or change an existing reservation or any other questions related to your rental, press 3. To repeat these options, press 4. All right. If you currently have a rental car and require emergency roadside assistance, press 1. For questions about operating your rental vehicle, press 2. To make or change an existing reservation or any other questions related to your rental, press 3. To repeat these options, press 4. Please repeat your selection. If you currently have a rental car and require emergency roadside assistance, press 1. For questions about operating your rental vehicle, press 2. To make or change an existing reservation or any other questions related to your rental, press 3. To repeat these options, press 4. Please enter one of the following options. If you currently have a rental car and require emergency roadside assistance, press 1. For questions about operating your rental vehicle, press 2. To make or change an existing reservation or any other questions related to your rental, press 3. To repeat for Avis reservations or customers.
Thank you for calling Payless Car Rental. Our lowest rates can always be found on paylesscar.com. If you are calling to book a new reservation, please press 1. If you are calling to extend, reconfirm, change, or cancel an existing reservation, please press 2. If you are a travel agent, please press 3. If you currently have a rental vehicle and need assistance, please hang up and dial the telephone number that is listed on the top of your rental contract. For all other inquiries, please press 4. Or remain on the line, and a Payless representative will be with you shortly.
Please hold. You will hear tones and silence while your call is being transferred.
Please wait. Thank you for calling Payless Car Customer Service. This call may be recorded for quality purposes. Did you know that you can get in touch online? Simply go to paylesscar.com, select Customer Service, contact us, and submit your request. The current estimated wait time is between 15 and 20 minutes. If you'd like us to queue for you and call you back when we get to an agent, please press 1. Otherwise, please wait on the line. Thanks for your patience. As soon as one of the team is free, we'll get you talking. Save you time, why not go online at paylesscar.com, and select customer service to get help and support. Thanks for your continued patience. As soon as one of the team is free, we'll put you through. Sorry you've had to wait so long. We'll get you talking to someone as soon as we can. We're sorry you've had to wait so long. We'll get you talking to someone as soon as we can. If you'd like us to call you back, then please press 1. Thanks for your patience. As soon as one of the team is free, we'll get you talking. To save you time, why not go online at paylesscar.com and select customer service to get help and support. Thanks for your continued patience. As soon as one of the team is free, we'll put you through. We're sorry you've had to wait so long. We'll get you talking to someone as soon as we can. We're sorry you've had to wait so long. We'll get you talking to someone as soon as we can. If you'd like us to call you back, then please press 1. Thanks for your patience. As soon as one of the team is free, we'll get you talking. To save you time, why not go online at paylesscar.com and select customer service to get help and support. Thanks for your continued patience. As soon as one of the team is free, we'll put you through. Sorry you've had to wait so long. We'll get you talking to someone as soon as we can. We're sorry you've had to wait so long. We'll get you talking to someone as soon as we can. If you'd like us to call you back, then please press 1. Thanks for your patience. As soon as one of the team is free, we'll get you talking. To save you time, why not go online at paylesscar.com and select customer service to get help and support. Thanks for your continued patience. As soon as one of the team is free, we'll put you through. We're sorry you've had to wait so long. We'll get you talking to someone as soon as we can. We're sorry you've had to wait so long. We'll get you talking to someone as soon as we can. If you'd like us to call you back, then please press 1. Thanks for your patience. As soon as one of the team is free, we'll get you talking. To save you time, why not go online at paylesscar.com and select customer service to get help and support. Thanks for your continued patience. As soon as one of the team is free, we'll put you through. Sorry you've had to wait so long. We'll get you talking to someone as soon as we can. We're sorry you've had to wait so long. We'll get you talking to someone as soon as we can. If you'd like us to call you back, then please press 1. Thanks for your patience. As soon as one of the team is free, we'll get you talking. Save you time, why not go online at paylesscar.com and select customer service to get help and support. Thanks for your continued patience. As soon as one of the team is free, we'll put you through. We're sorry you've had to wait so long. We'll get you talking to someone as soon as we can. We're sorry you've had to wait so long. We'll get you talking to someone as soon as we can. If you'd like us to call you back, then please press 1.
Thank you for calling Payless Customer Service. I apologize for the hold time and I appreciate your waiting. My name is Enrique. Are you in a current rental or this is for a past rental?
Hey, this is going to be for a, my name is Shakira. I'm calling from Nation Safe Drivers. I have a customer who, they said that the vehicle that they did have was having some issues. It kind of broke down. So they're trying to get another vehicle en route for them. I was trying to see if you're able to assist.
Well, of course. I mean, the only thing they have to do is to drive to the location, and of course, the guys in the counter will change the car. But of course, I can help you. I can help pass the information to the customer.
Okay. Yes, I do have the customer on the other line. Are you okay with me transferring the customer over?
Of course. Of course, it will be no problem.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much. Just bear with me one moment.
Of course.
All right, thank you so very much for holding, Mr. Horn. So I do have a representative on the line here. They're going to be further assisting you with the issue that you're having.
Okay.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello,
good
yes.
Good day. All right.
Hello,
hello, can you hear me, ma'am? Hello?
I beg your pardon? Hello? Yes,
can I hear you.
Yes, who did you say you were?
All right. Thank you so much. My name is Enrique. I'm from Payless. Okay, ma'am. Now, the lady told me that you're having some mechanical issues on the car. Is that correct?
Yes. We picked the car up from San Francisco Airport on Monday, drove it to Fort Bragg, and the following morning, or it probably was the same day, I mean, it was sluggish. A warning light kept flashing up, said low oil pressure. At one point, it started to judder and everything like that. So my husband said, he lifted up the bonnet and he said to me, he thinks we've got an oil leak. He switched off the, you know, like it asks you to, is it okay? Yes, switched it off. Thought that it might be just that flashing, but it wasn't. It still keeps doing the same thing. Now, we're in a position where we don't live in this country. Keep telling them this. We don't know what the situation is, what we're supposed to do. We're not exactly young people. We're senior citizens. And in my mind, we agreed for somebody to come out and take us to Sonoma Airport to pick up a new car
yesterday,
and nobody has. We've been on the phone since 6 o'clock or 6:30 this morning, hours and hours and hours. Now, to me, it seems like you don't obviously care what happens. So do we drive the car to our next destination? What do we do? That's what we want to know.
Okay.
Avis representative.
Is that a new one?
Yes.
Okay. All right. For this situation, ma'am, if the car is still functioning, my suggestion will be drive the vehicle to the location. And at that moment, the guys in the counter are, of course, able to change the car at that moment. And, of course, they can give you a new car, and they can keep that one, the one that are having these issues right now.
Right, so we've got
we've
got a seven-hour drive, remember,
okay.
with oil leaks.
Okay, okay.
You're not listening to what I said.
So you're not near from the location?
No, we keep
you're
telling, look on our file. We drove the car from San Francisco Airport. We had 4 hours drive, and we are at Fort Bragg.
Okay.
We're nowhere near Sonoma Airport.
Okay.
Hello.
Right.
I've had a number of calls. Yesterday we spoke to a lady. Have you got all that up there?
Actually, the lady did. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah,
hello,
I can hear you.
Sir? Okay. All right. Unfortunately, the lady didn't give me any information about this. Actually, I was about to ask you if you have the rental agreement number so I can check what's going on in here.
Right. If you hold on, I'll give you the car reference number.
All right.
The car number is 971 92900.
900. Okay. Thank you so much.
It's under the name of Robert Horne, H-O-R-N-E. I've spoke to somebody in Missouri, three people in an office, somebody called Summer, and the last lady I spoke to is somebody called Shakira, and she was going to sort out a double tow, having this one picked up here in Fort Bragg and the other one brought out from Sonoma Airport. And then she put me on hold, and every time that happens, I end up back in the queue, so I restart. So we've been on this since about 6:30. So I really need it sorting out.
Okay. I do understand the situation, sir. All right, don't worry. Okay, for this inconvenience, sir, the guys that usually pick up the customers for the car that got some mechanical issues are the guys from Department of Roadside Service. What I'm going to